In the last 3 weeks, the tone of the Gospels has become progressively more serious. And there's no easy way to sugarcoat this gospel. This is the last Sunday of the church year, meaning Advent starts next week. The previous two gospels have been talking about the last four things. And today, we talk about the final judgment. 2 weeks ago, we heard about the 10 virgins at the wedding feast and how Jesus did not recognize the five who were unprepared. Can you imagine Jesus saying to you, "I do not know you"? Last week, we heard about the servants and the talents, and the last servant who buried the talent was sent to the darkness, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. This week, we hear about the separation of the sheep and the goats, and the Son of Man sends the goats to the eternal punishment. Wait a minute, goats? Is there something wrong here? Goats are having a resurgence. We hear of yoga with goats, goat milk cheese, and for those sports fans like me, when you hear goat, you might think of Michael Jordan, Tom Brady, or Lionel Messi. GOAT stands for the greatest of all time. But don't be confused between these goats and the goats which are going off to eternal punishment. The gospel today tells about the risen Christ sitting on his heavenly throne with all the nations in front of him, representing his universal kingdom. When our forever future will be determined, Jesus separates the righteous, the sheep, who will inherit everlasting life, from the goats, the wicked, who will inherit everlasting punishment. The use of sheep and goats comes from the last sentence in the first reading from the prophet Ezekiel, when he writes, "You will see the Lord God judging between the sheep and the goats." Notice the personality of the two animals. Sheep know the shepherd's voice. They follow the shepherd. And they're obedient to God's will in their lives. Goats, they're different. They're stubborn. They're prideful. They refuse God's commands, and they also refuse God's will in their lives. Our goal should be to be sheep, spend eternity with our shepherd. Wouldn't it be nice to have an action plan how to get there? Kind of like a guideline to follow? Well, Jesus does that in this gospel. Feed the hungry, welcome the stranger, clothe the naked, care for the sick, visit the prisoner, and give water to the thirsty. Our church refers to these as the corporal works of mercy. And the goats? They simply have the sin of omission. Not following these precepts, and most importantly, not recognizing Jesus in these, the least of our brothers and sisters. Today's teaching from St. Matthew's Gospel occurs right before the Triduum starts. It's Jesus' last public teaching. St. Matthew bookends this very well. Jesus' first teaching in St. Matthew's Gospel is the Beatitudes. You know, happy are the poor in spirit, they will inherit the kingdom of God. The Catechism tells us in 1024, heaven is the ultimate end and the fulfillment of the deepest human longings, the state of supreme, definitive happiness. The corporal works of mercy are not a checklist. They're not a one and done for the day, for the year, or for your lifetime. They don't simply mean give the homeless person at the stoplight a few coins in their hat, send a get well card to someone who's sick, or give some used clothes to a charity. These works of mercy need to become ingrained in your way of life. And most importantly, you need to see Jesus when you perform these works. Unfortunately, most of us only see the transient in front of us. We should be helping others out of compassion, not out of an obligation. When we perform these works of mercy, do we have any sense at all that we're also giving a meal to Jesus and not just a family who is hungry? That's how we should see our actions. Mother Teresa had an explanation of how she served the poorest and the downtrodden. She had this incredible ability to make the person feel that they had her undivided attention. She always treated that person as if they were Jesus, and not simply someone in need. Just think, if every one of us could emulate her behavior, can you imagine what our world would be like today? And to summarize this gospel, I want to use a quote by St. Teresa of Calcutta. The good you do today may be forgotten tomorrow. Do the good anyway. For in the end, it is between you and God. It was never between you and them.